Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Pellegrini Financial IPC Investment Corporation Q3 review responsible third party. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Perry Pellegrini. Please go ahead, Mr. Pellegrini.
Thank you, operator, and welcome everybody to our call this morning. We're basically what I want to accomplish today is I want to give you kind of an overview of what markets have done through the third quarter, maybe some insight as to why they've done what they've done, and a little bit of outlook going forward. It's been a pretty good year through 2013. Stock markets have performed pretty well. Bond markets are lagging a little bit, I think, because of the interest rate uncertainty that's out there. But as most of you know, we are primarily focused into balanced portfolios, so we enjoy the good, and things get balanced out with the parts of the portfolio that might be lagging. Fortunately, this year, the stock markets have been doing very well. Through the third quarter, the first part of June, I think we may have had about 10 days where things corrected a little bit. Through August, we had a little period where things corrected a little bit. But other than that, it has been a fairly strong market through 2013. Most markets are up. When we look around the world, emerging markets are up, U.S. is up, Europe is up. India was maybe the only market that was down a little bit. Canada is up, but it is lagging in terms of performance compared to some of the others. The big issues out there are the, you know, we've talked about this in the past, the big issues are the U.S. economy and the European debt/currency issues. The U.S. economy is advancing. It's advancing slowly, but because of the slow advance in the economy, we've got this continued liquidity, and hence our title for our call this morning, the Fed's punch bowl is still at the party. Basically, what we're saying there is the Federal Reserve in the U.S. is still printing money, and while we are enjoying strong stock markets, that is primarily because of the extra liquidity that central banks are pumping into the system. Out of Europe, we see some strong performance there. As many of you would know, we haven't heard a lot in the news. Over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of European debt and government issues that have been in the news. This year, that really hasn't been there. So it's moved a little bit to the back burner. And I think we're probably looking at the idea of no news is good news type of approach going on in Europe. They are slowly coming out of recession. Are all their problems solved? I don't think so. I don't think anybody really believes that. But they have moved to the back burner, and that has allowed a little bit of positivity to come back into people's psyche. Generally, things are looking good going forward. Again, we are mostly still based on U.S. printing money. Our hope and expectation is that the U.S. economy continues to move forward and continues to advance and build some strength. As that happens, that would then allow the central banks to start slowing down or putting an end to their liquidity push. That really is the biggest risk factor that we see out there, is the idea that if the U.S. or other central banks slow down or stop the push on liquidity before the economies are actually able to pick up and kind of carry the baton forward, that would be the biggest risk. We do recognize that stocks have probably moved forward and really been boosted by an increase in confidence, an increase in investor confidence, not necessarily supported by true fundamentals in the economy. So our expectation or hope is that the economies continue to grow, that the fundamentals continue to build positively and are able to support the rally that we have seen through 2013. It's always a bit of a concern when stocks, advance too far ahead of the economy. So we'll just have to keep an eye on that. As I said, we haven't seen much in the way of negative news from the economy. So that's a positive sign. Each month, while we would like to see stronger growth, that hasn't happened yet. But by the same token, we haven't seen anything slipping backwards at this point either. So we're reasonably optimistic on that front. On the currency side, the Canadian dollar through the third quarter, it did get a bump. If any of you that follow the Canadian dollar, it did get a bump versus the U.S. dollar, but it has since fallen back. And really what happened there was, if you do recall, the little bit of news that we did have through the summer was on the U.S. debt ceiling and concern that they weren't going to deal with it through their political systems. So that allowed the Canadian dollar to move up. I believe it moved up somewhere into the 97.5. I might have even got as high as 98 range. But once they sort of solved that and approved an increase in their debt ceiling, then the U.S. dollar regained some of its strength, the Canadian dollar falling back. The Canadian dollar versus the euro has been down. And that primarily is because of increasing confidence with the Eurozone. So they appear to be addressing some of their issues over there, and the confidence has regained into the Eurozone. So that, of course, has moved the euro up relative to the Canadian dollar. We don't have a lot of new issues to talk about during this third quarter conference call. I guess that's probably a positive thing, because over the last couple of years, it seems that it's always us trying to interpret some of the negative news stories and why they've been impacting on markets. So far this year, as I said, I think the big stories are that we don't have much negative news. That's allowed confidence to continue moving forward, and that coupled with the central banks continuing to maintain or pump liquidity into the system has allowed markets to move forward. In 2013, has been good for portfolios. Our portfolios generally are balanced portfolios. The stocks have performed very well. The bonds have been a drag on portfolio. And that's okay. We don't get too wrapped up in that. And I know a lot of people would look at it and say, boy, you know, we should try and be more aggressive and more focused on stocks. We always have to keep in mind that stocks are the more volatile part of a portfolio, and the bonds are there to temper that volatility. So while the bonds have not performed as well through 2013, in years when markets are down, those bonds have tempered that volatility. So we like to have a balanced approach. We're going to stick to that. We try to make sure that the mix of assets is suited to what you need those assets to do, and it continues to serve us and yourselves well, even in, like I say, through times that are good or bad. We are fortunate through 2013. It looks like so far year to date that we are on track to push up towards double-digit returns. We're very happy to see that. We hope that it continues. We don't see anything on the horizon right now that would alter that. Our hope and expectation is that the actual economic fundamentals continue to improve and are able to allow the Federal Reserve and other central banks to start pulling back on some of their liquidity push and allow the markets to continue. So a short call this time. There's not a lot of news out there, and not a lot for us to interpret. We feel that 2013 has been a steady move forward. Hope to see that continuing. If you have any questions on what's happening in the markets, or any questions on, you know, specifically how these things are relating to yourself, by all means, give Ryan or myself a call, and we'll go through it in, in terms of specific to yourself. So in closing, I know everybody's used to me talking a lot longer, but as I said, no news is good news. We look forward to things moving forward. Once again, thank you everybody for participating in the call, and we will keep you posted as things move forward. Thanks. Have a great day.